show that helps you put it in the hole. The Sports Hub Golf Club with Hardy on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Sports Hub Golf Club. Up late watching the Nets and the Bucks last night, but here he is, Luke Pergandy from Prop Swap, to talk about final round of the U.S. Open. Luke, that was a crazy game last night, huh?
Yeah, it is. KD just didn't have one more shot left in him to bank in that three and advance past Milwaukee. So Milwaukee advances, and the trifecta of Harden, Durant, and Kyrie is going golfing.
Oh, it's a shame. It's funny, too. You and I talked last week about how the Bucks had overtaken the Nets as the favorite to win, and it looked kind of silly because they ended up losing that night, but here they are right back in it and moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, yeah, the people on Prop Swap, they know something. I don't know. It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah. You put 20,000 plus people together, and we figure something out about sports.
Yeah, well, let's see what we can figure out about this final round of the U.S. Open. A lot of tickets being bought and sold prior to the tournament, and again on Thursday and Friday. I don't know about, like, people holding on to their Russell Henley or Mackenzie Hughes or Louis Oosthuizen tickets. I mean, all three tied atop the leaderboard. I got to imagine people holding those tickets might feel a little nervous about any of these guys holding on to win this thing. They may be looking to sell those tickets today.
Yeah. No, we can't keep an Oosthuizen ticket on the shelf. Everyone that has been posting those, is they've been selling. Now, they've been selling at a discount, so the sellers are basically saying, get me out of this thing, and I'll take a haircut for doing so.
So,
right? he's 3-1
yep,
as of this morning, and we've been selling tickets at like 9-1.
No
so
kidding.
So sellers are basically saying, get me out of Oosthuizen, you know, and in fairness, Oosthuizen was 100-1.
Right. So, yeah, people who are selling them now, if they had them from the very beginning, they're making a huge profit. But I don't know. I think people have just seen him not be able to close in this position one too many times, maybe, as recently as this season. So a little gun-shy on him. What about Mackenzie Hughes? I know people bought Mackenzie Hughes tickets before the tournament started, maybe months ago. Anybody selling those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was 500-1 odds.
Oh.
Mackenzie Hughes was. He is now down to 8.5-1.
That's crazy. So, again, for people who don't know, you download the Prop Swap app, which is free, or go to PropSwap.com. You can't make a bet here in Massachusetts, but you can buy someone else's bet who is previously wagered on Louis Oosthuizen or any of these golfers and just buy their bet from them. And it's totally legal, and you guys handle the transaction. You never have to handle the ticket. It's just put money in your account, make the purchase. If it comes through, you guys pay off the bet. Did I sum that up nicely or what?
Correct. Yeah. So ticket gets originated at MGM Grand in Las Vegas on Mackenzie Hughes, 500-1. You know, Johnny the gambler lives in Las Vegas. He posts it for sale. Guy in Boston buys it. And then as soon as that purchase happens, the buyer can relist it for sale. So one ticket can sell seven different times in the same weekend. And the way this golf tournament has been going so far, this Louis Oosthuizen ticket, we've had one ticket sell four different times already.
That's crazy. Now, why is no one making an offer on my Richard Bland ticket that I bought early on? Can you tell me, is there something wrong with the site? Do I need to restart my iPhone? What's going on with that ticket, Luke?
Yeah, it's definitely a tech issue. No, sorry, you just made a bad purchase.
Okay. What about Jordan Spieth? Is that also a non-tech issue with that ticket right now?
That is non-tech.
I did buy a couple, like, before the tournament. I don't even want to say who I bought. It's ridiculous. But I was just looking for, like, cheap money and long odds. And, okay, so somebody didn't make the cut. But Jordan Spieth, that was a legitimate bet. It just didn't come through. through it, and I was never in a position where Spieth looked like he was doing anything to where I could move that prop and and make any money on it, much less a profit. So, okay, that's fine. So today, what do you recommend? Like looking right now and then checking back in the early stages of the final round to see if prices are fluctuating? How do you recommend somebody handle the rest of their day on prop swap and with regard to the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I mean, Rory going into Saturday morning, he was 40-1, and Rory is now 5-1. So that's an example of check the site in the morning, grab some tickets for sale, and then you can sell them throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had one Rory ticket sell at 40-1 odds, and then it sold again at 5-1. So a guy made 8 times his money in, you know, 3.5 hours of golf.
I want to be that guy just once, just one time, not sitting here with a Richard Bland ticket. What was I thinking? The guy's name is Bland. I don't know. Stupid.
Not an athletic name.
It really isn't. I thought Lightning was going to strike twice. An old guy winning another major would have been cool. Okay, Luke Pergandy Prop Swap. Download the Prop Swap app. Go to propswap.com. Don't do it like I do. But I have a lot of fun with it either way, and it really is. It's addictive, especially once the tournament is going, logging back on, going into the lobby, selecting golf as the sport, just seeing the tickets that are up there. It really is a lot of fun. It's another way to engage during this final round today.
Yeah, it's, you know, my co-founder and I always talk about, like, what's our next sport that's going to spur all the growth. Like, it is crazy how much golf has grown relative to all the other sports on PropSwap. It's just the awesome sport to bet on. It literally changes with every golf swing. And it's, no other sport changes so drastically throughout the match. Like, football and basketball, like, you know, these guys would go, these teams, like, let's use the Brooklyn Nets from last night. They went from minus 200 to, like, plus 150, like, very narrow window.
Yeah.
But like we just discussed, Rory goes from 40-1 to 5-1 in one round. Yeah, that's just not happening in other sports. So golf just kind of lends itself to prop swap.
It does. And again, I have to reiterate, legal in Massachusetts, as they continue to talk about and debate sports gambling, this is legal. You're buying bets that people have already purchased at legal books, so you're taking that action off their hands, and it's totally legal. If you don't believe me, download the Prop Swap app, enter your info, get started on it, and you'll see for yourself. Luke, we'll talk to you again soon, my man. Thanks.
Thank you, Hardy. Enjoy the round.
Don't head for the clubhouse yet. More of the Sports Hub Golf Club after these on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.